When it comes to cities in Florida, the Pensacola metropolitan area was in the middle of the pack in inexpensiveness, according to the Haas Center's Amy Newbern, who oversaw the study.
So it is certainly far less expensive than, say, a Fort Lauderdale or a Miami area, but you still find that Orlando or the Jacksonville areas are less expensive than Pensacola when you look at the index value because of the makeup of basket of goods.
Basket of goods refers to a fixed set of consumer products and services valued on an annual basis and used to track inflation in a specific market or country.
You might find that housing is more expensive in an area than you might expect. So while we traditionally think, oh, this region is going to be much more expensive, it really depends on which area of cost of living you're looking at to really understand the whole picture.
Some of the numbers on a composite index where 100 is the average, Pensacola is sixth at 93.5 overall. Fort Lauderdale has the highest overall score at 118.8, while Tampa's 89.7 is lowest among Florida's top 10 metro areas.
Tourism may impact housing costs differently in the Pensacola region than it might in other areas. Certainly health care or transportation is going to look different in a region that's a little bit more spread out than, say, condensed. So all of those factors are important.
But this goes beyond the Sunshine State. Newbern and her team compared those scores to indices nationwide.
You look at some place like San Francisco or New York, and San Francisco's index value was 197, so nearly double the national average for cost of living, whereas New York and Boston also both above 100.
The Haas study took aim at a number of areas, including those mentioned earlier. What caught Newbern's eye is Pensacola's middle-of-the-pack standing, which she says is because of a couple of categories, utilities and health care.
We call up doctors' offices and get the price sheet from our local utilities and input all of that data. New housing is less expensive here than in other regions, and grocery stores as well. Out of our 10 Florida metros, we were the seventh least expensive.
Besides working with the National Council for Community and Economic Research, C2ER, Newbern says they also share the data every quarter with partners in Northwest Florida and the public on the Haas website.
Typically, chambers, economic development agencies, they produce that. But I also think it's really important for businesses when they're thinking about expanding or growing. They may want to know what the cost of living here is compared to where they might have other locations.
The data are also useful, says the Haas Center's Amy Newbern, for people nearing retirement and needing research on the best places to live.
We know that some of the more expensive areas have seen an out-migration pattern as retirees have come to Florida. And so when you look at places like Northwest Florida with our beautiful beaches, and then you see that we're at a 93.5 index value, we're certainly less expensive than, say, a New York City metro area.
More information on the study is available at the Haas Business Center website and at c2er.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.